Okay, we're on the top of Tes Amud Aleph, new Mishnah. Continuing the Inyanim of Yados. Okay, says the Mishnah, Kenidrei Rishayim, the person uses the Lashon of Kenidrei Rishayim. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain all of this. The Mishnah is very cryptic. But the Gemara is going to go through until we see exactly in the end what is he saying. But the person used the Lashon of Nidrei Rishayim, because Rishayim are it's not really a Rasha, but somebody who's a careless. They used to get angry, and out of their anger, the person would make a neder. So they would call it Nidrei Rishayim. This is an expression of somebody who makes a neder out of anger or whatever. And so he uses that type of a Lashon. We'll see exactly what he says. The Gemara is going to take us through and see exactly his Lashon. But he says, Kenidrei Rishayim. So if he says that, it's considered a neder. And here neder is used, we'll see, loosely. It means any type of it could be a shvuah also, as we'll see. So it is considered a yad, therefore a neder, when it comes to benazir or bekarbon or b'shvuah. Works for all these three things. It can, if you use that lashon with regards to naziris, he can become a nazir. With regards to korban, he can make an animal into a korban, and it can asur him on particular food or whatever, and as a lashon of shvuah as well. Kenidrei kasherim, however, if he uses that lashon, kenidrei kasherim, then that lo amar klum, because there's no such thing really, because ksherim don't make nedarim as like rishayim do, so it's not a good lashon of to accept on himself these things in nazir korban etc. Lo amar klum, however, kenidvosam, if he says like the nidvosam of ksherim, that does work nadar be nazir be korban. It does work for Naziris and Korban, because a Nadava is something that Ksherin do. They don't do Nadari, but they do Nadavos. And therefore it works by Nazir and Korban, but no, it doesn't say anything about Shvuah, because Ksherim don't at all, they stay totally away from Shvuah, so that not. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi's learning different here than the Pasha Pshat. I haven't figured it out 100%, so let's read it through, and the Gemara is going to take us through and get everything clear. So let's go through Rashi. Nidrei Rishayim, kegon shahaya ki karmu nach lefanav. There was a loaf in front of him, and he said, Kenidrei Rishayim, mashmed oto kikar ye alav Kenidrei Rishayim, that this loaf will be to him like Nidrei Rishayim. But came and amar achi, nadar benazir, bekorban, ashua, works for these three areas. Vimachlu, and therefore if he ate it, therefore mechayev in the case of naziris of a korban of a shvua, the chayev nami korban shvua, the darkon shereshaim who should know a dream of naziris of a korban of nishbain, because that's what reshaim do. They know there when it comes to these things, the naziris korban shvua. Behai ki amar kenidrei reshaim, when he uses that lashon, have kemanda amar, as if he says hareini nazir. Which is our classical, of course, lashon of to become a nazir. You say Areni nazir, but he said this funny lashon of Kenidrei Rishayim. That's as if he's saying I'm a nazir. Imochel heimenu, if I eat from this loaf, arei alai korban ushvua sheini ochel, and it works also for korban and ushvua if he says I'm not going to eat this loaf or whatever. Avalim amar Kenidrei kasherim lo amar klum. Why? Shein darkan shaksherim. There's no dream can mefarsh, because kasherim don't make nedarim, so it's not a good lashon. V'kol shekein de ein nishbain, and certainly they don't make shuas. V'hachi lo amar klum. That's why it's nothing. V'lo mitzar b'hai kikar nesnezmi kamasar to that kikar. Aval amar nidvosam shel kasherim. He used the lashon nedava and he ate it. V'achlo. Chayav benazir bekorban, aval lo b'shvua. As we said, the ksherim avidi demisnadvim benazirus bekorban bederech nedava. That yes, they might use the lashon of nedava when it comes to nazirus and korban. Aval b'shvua einish being klal, but they never they don't swear. Mishum hachi eino chayav mishum b'shvua. Therefore, it doesn't mention here in the Mishnah anything about shvua when it comes to ksherim. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara is basically starting from stage one, and that is, if it seems to be our Mishnah is saying, if a person uses this lashon and he says Kenidrei Rishayim, so then he becomes Aser in these areas of Nazir, Korban, and Shvuah. So the Gemara says, how could that be? V'dil mahaki kamar k'nidrei shayim lo nadarna. All he says k'nidrei shayim. What does that mean? Maybe just such a lashon. Maybe he's trying to say I don't want to make a neder like the rishayim do. No, k'nidrei shayim lo. I don't want to make nadarim like these rishayim. If he's all he's saying is k'nidrei shayim, how do we know he wants to possibly make a neder? Maybe what he's saying is I don't want to make a neder like these rishayim do. So Amar Shmuel be'omer k'nidrei shayim hareini alai v'heimenu. That he's not just saying those two words k'nidrei rishayim, he's also adding either hareini or alai or heimenu. Meaning what? That if he says k'nidrei rishayim hareini, then that's referring to nezirus. Okay, so he didn't just say k'nidrei rishayim, k'nidrei rishayim hareini, so that's referring to nezirus. Alai, he says hareini k'nidrei rishayim alai, that refers to bringing a korban, mekorban. And if he says k'nidrei rishayim heimenu, that refers to a shvuah. I'm staying away heimenu from this, meaning from this loaf or this particular food, and that's the lashon of a shvuah. Ask the Gemara, that's still not so clear. So what if he says k'nidrei rishayim hareini? That's hareini b'nezirus. Deal mahareini b'tainis kamar. Still not clear. He says, I am like these nidrei shayim. I am what? How do I know I am a nazir? Why does that mean a nazir? Maybe I am b'tainis. Maybe that's what it means. So therefore, final conclusion: Amar Shmuel kashaya nazir ver lefanav. So now we got the whole picture. So here we have another nazir that's walking in front of him, and then he says this type of lashon, hareini, he says, k'nidrei rishayim hareini, and now we know what he's talking about, because he sees this nazir, and he says, I am like these rishayim, that, and we see what I am what? Not I am in tainas, I am obviously a nazir, because I'm looking at this nazir when I'm saying it. And therefore, that it's still, of course, a yad, because it's not 100% clear, and that's why it's called a yad, but that it works. And similarly, the Gemara says now with the case of the shvuah as well. When he says k'nidrei rishayim heimenu, that we said is b'shvuah, same thing. How do we know that when he says from it? Maybe dilma heimenu d'achila kamar. Maybe how do I know it means from it that I'm not going to eat this loaf? Maybe it means that he says k'nidrei rishayim heimenu, meaning I am going to eat this loaf. Right, dachil nakamar. So Gemara says, Amarava the Amar heimenu shelo ochel. He says that ochel. He says it beferish. He says k'nidrei rishayim heimenu shelo ochel. Then I'm not gonna eat it. So it's clear that that's his kavanah. It's not that he's going to eat. He says shelo ochel. I asked the Gemara, if that's the case, my lememra, then that's not a yad. That's lashon gemura. He said he's not going to eat this loaf, so there's not a yad anymore. Yad is something that's not 100% clear. This is clear. If he says he's not going to eat it, he says he's not going to eat this loaf. So why is that a yad? No, because ma'od etema halo mapik shvua mipume kamash malan hadain. That I might have thought that it's maybe not a lashon of shvua because he didn't say the word shvua. Didn't say anything about shvua. He just said Hareini, he said, k'nidrei rishayim heimenu, but he didn't say anything about the word, didn't mention the word shvuah. I might say it doesn't count as a shvuah. Kamash malan did it this. Okay. See Rashi, v'dil mahachi kamar, k'nidrei rishayim lo nadarna. Maybe his kavanah is that I'm not going to make a neder. Kevan de'ihu lo mefarish mi, didn't say anything. All he says, k'nidrei rishayim. The lo amar hare hu alai k'nidrei rishayim. He didn't say that. Ella spestam kamar. Dil machi kamar. Maybe all he meant was k'nidrei rishayim lo nadarna v'loklum. Maybe he's saying, I'm not going to be like rishayim making a neder. Maybe that's all he said, which means he's nothing. So amar Rava, the girsu we have in the Gemara Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, v'omer k'gon shahaya kikar lefana, v'amar k'nidrei rishayim hareini, or alai, v'heimenu. He used these lashonos. Mishtam adachi kamar hareini b'nezirus. The man, the Nazar, and so in the case of Nazirus, it's as if he's saying Haki Kamar. In the case of Nazirus, Haki Kamar Hareini Nazir. That if it's the case of Nazirus, it means to say that he's a Nazir. V'ha da amar alai is mashmad amar harei alai korban. It's as if he's saying harei alai korban. And when he says amenu, it's mashmad amar shvua shalo chal heimenu, as if I'm not going to eat from this thing. That's the shvua. The hoyel da amar betchila kedidir rishayim mishtam avade da hachi bai lemeimar. That's certainly what he means to say. The darken shirishayim hu the agav ritchayhu no dream benazir bekorban v'shua. That's the way of the Rishayim, that because they get, when they get angry, like we said, no dream but nazir b'kor meshvua, they make these nedarim in when it comes to nazir b'kor meshvua, and therefore that's his, what's his, that's his intent when he's saying kenidrei Rishayim. So Gemara says, "I v'dilma hadamar hareini b'tainis mashma v'lo b'nizirus." Because he says hareini, like the Rishayim. How do I know hareini like the Rishayim means I am a nazir? Maybe it means that I'm gonna be b'tainis. And then also we said with the Shua, v'dilma hadamar heimenu, from it lo mashma shalo chalimenu. Maybe that doesn't mean. How do we know his intent that he's not gonna eat from it? Ela shvua shochal. Maybe it means that he's going to eat from it. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi came and amar beferu shelo ochal." Because then the Gemara answered, "He said no. He said he's not going to eat." So the Gemara says, "Well, since he said beferu shelo ochal, so my lamein, what's the chiddush? But I lomeh by the misna the chayim. You don't have to tell me it's chayim mishum shvua ki yachin mine. He said a beferish. You don't have to tell me." Hello, Mapi Shvua. We're answered. We're talking about a case. We didn't actually say the lashon of Shvua, right? The lo amar beferu Shvua shlo achal. He just said the lashon of Rishayim. So therefore, afilu hachi amrina vaday Shvua chamar. That it's a yad, so it's considered as if he said a Shvua. Okay, back to the Gemara, which more brings what we learned in our Mishnah. The kenidir kasherim lo amar klum kenid vasam v'chulei. Okay, so the Gemara made a distinction with the lashon of neder and nedava when it comes to ksherim. Ksherim don't make nedarim, and therefore if you use the lashon of kenidrei ksherim, that's no good. But they do make nedavas, and therefore if they use the lashon of ksherim, they make nedava, that is a good lashon. So ask the Gemara, man tana deshani le ben neder l'nedava. So who is the Tana that makes this distinction like we have in our Mishnah between a neder and a nedava? Lema lo Rabbi Meir, velo Rabbi Yehuda. Let us say it's not Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see right now in a brisa. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so what is the brisa? The Tanya. Okay, so the brisa brings the psukim in Koheles, and there's basically two psukim being brought here. Okay, so the there's the end of Pasuk Gimel that says over there, Es Asher Tidor Shalim. Okay, that which you, the neder, if you make a neder, Es Asher Tidor Shalim, you have to pay. You should pay, you make a neder, you should pay. Then we have the next Pasuk that says, Tov Asher Lo Tidor, Misha Tidor Velo Tishalim. It's better that you shouldn't make a neder than make a neder and not pay. That's the next Pasuk. So now we're going to see a machlokes of how to darshan out these Pasukim. Okay, so Tov Asher Lo Tidor. Okay, that's the beginning of the second pasuk we're dealing with here. So it's better that you shouldn't make a neder. Now, so the first is Rabbi Meir. How does he learn out? We learn from here, Tov Mizeh Mizeh, what's better than this and this, meaning from making a neder and paying, or from making a neder and not paying, is She'eino Noder Kol Iker. Better not to make any nedar. So that is Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, meaning. So how is he learning the psukim? So he's learning that the second pasuk, the beginning of the second pasuk, when it says Tov Asher Lo Tidor, that's the ikur. That's the main nekuda over here. That's Tov Asher Lo Tidor. Better not to make any nedar. Meaning he's learning the pasuk before that says Es Asher Tidor Shalem. Means even if you're going to make a neder and pay, you say, what's good? I made a neder and pay. No, it's better Tov Asher Lo Tidor. That's the ikur. Even if you pay, it's still better not, pay your neder. It's better not to still make a neder whatsoever. Tov Asher Lo Tidor. Why? Misha Tidor Velo Tishalim. Because you might come to make a neder and not pay. So therefore, by him, the ikar is Tov Asher Lo Tidor. Better not to make any nedar. That's Rabbi Meir's way of learning the psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he learns it differently. He says, Tov Mizeh Umizeh, meaning it's better than somebody that doesn't make a neder at all. or he makes a neder and doesn't pay is noder umishalim. So it is okay, it's good to make a neder as long as you're going to pay. Meaning he's learning the psukim basically kipshutam, that the first pasuk that says esasher tidor shalem, that's the yikr. It's good, make a neder, pay, that's wonderful. Right, and then the next pasuk continues, Tov asher lo tidor mi shetidor velo teshalem. Kipshuto. But it's better not to make any neder if you're going to make a neder and not pay. So better not to make anything than make one and not pay it back. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is learning that the first pasuk, the ikar, it's a didor shalem. In other words, it's good, make a neder and pay, that's wonderful. That's how you should do it. Whereas Rabbi Amir is learning, no, the ikar is the second pasuk, tov asher lo tidor. Better not to make a neder at all. Okay, so now the Gemara's understanding here that there's no chiluk over here between neder and nedava. Making no difference, there's no difference. They're not making any difference between neder. It's mentioning neder and that's it. So bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that's why the Gemara asks, who's our Mishnah like? Our Mishnah does make a difference between neder and nedava. So it's not Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't make any distinction here in this brisa. So the Gemara answers, afilu tema Rabbi Meir, it could be Rabbi Meir. Turn to Testament base. He kamar Rabbi Meir ben neder ben nedava lo kamar. You could say no. That it's lemaisa. The whole pasuk is talking about neder, and einachanami that he's talking dafka talking about neder, but he's not referring to nedava at all. It could be that there is a difference between neder and nedava, just because the Bryce is only talking about neder. Okay, the Rashi's. Okay, the Shani Leben Neder Nadava, who's making this distinction? Diktani Kenidre Ksherim, Loa Marklum. So we see this difference in our Mishnah. When it comes to Nidre Ksherim, that's, if you use that Lashon, that's Loa Marklum. Bechiyamar Benid Kenidvosam Shoksherim, Ave Neder is good. Umashma de Neder Asur, Aval Nadava Muteres. The Tanya, Tova Shelo Tidor, Tov Mizem Mizem Chule, as we were saying. The Haki Darish Rabbi Meir, Lakras. So first, this is how Rabbi Meir learns the psukim here. Es asher lo, es asher tidor shalem, tov asher lo tidor mishetidor velo teshalem. V'tov she'eno noder kol ikar. But the best is you shouldn't make any neder whatsoever. Mizeh she'noder v'eno mishalem, as opposed to paying and to making a neder not paying. V'filu mizeh she'noder mishalem. And even more than that, even if you're going to make a neder and pay, it's still best not to make any neder whatsoever. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Tov mizeh umizeh noder mishalim." The mashmalei the Rabbi Yehuda, the high tov, that when it said it's good, kai akra lilakame. It's going on the coming pasuk, and therefore hakidari shle. This is how he learns the psukim. Esasher tidor deshalim. That's the best. Good. Make a neder and pay it. That's wonderful. Tov otosh noder mishalim. It's good if you make a neder and mishalim. And tov me asher lo tidor, but it's better than not making a neder. But it's better not to make a neder at all. Umishet tidor v'lo shalem, and then to make a neder not pay. V'hainu the lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Meir, and therefore comes out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Meir. Da'amar tov she'eno noder kol ikar, the savar bein neder bein nedava asur leilinish lemider. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's better not to make anything, not neder, not davar. It says asur leilinish lemider. You shouldn't make any nedarim. That's the mashma over here in this price, according to Rabbi Meir. V'ili Rabbi Yehuda da'amar she'noder mishalem. It's good. Tov lo mafli, again, he makes no distinction bein neder nedavad. Afilu bein neder shabir damrid. It's good to make. You can make both neder. Darim, they're both Nava and Darim, they're both fine. So neither of them make a distinction in this price, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we asked who is our Mishnah like. And the Gemara said, no, our Mishnah could be, if you want to say Rabbi Meir, because the Brisa is only talking about Neder, not Nedava. Says Rashi, Ki Kama Rabbi Meir, Ben Neder, Isser Belasha Nadarim Dafka Kamar. It's Dafka mentions the Lashon of Nadarim because Dafka is Nadarim but not Nadavas. Avon Nadavas Lo Amar Behainu Masnisi, and therefore that's like our Mishnah, Diktani Kanidvasam, Diksherim Nadri Belasha Nadava. Okay.